Chapter 8.
After this first vision, which had appeared to me, I, Daniel, saw a vision in the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar. And I saw a vision. And when I saw this vision, I was in the citadel of Susa, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw the vision when I was by the Ulai River. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, standing beside the river was a large ram which had horns. Horns! And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. And the higher one came up last. I saw the ram goring westward and eastward, northward and southward, so that none of all the beasts were able to withstand him, nor were there any that could rescue from his hand. But he did as he pleased and became magnificent. And as I was considering, behold, a male goat came from the west to the surface of the whole earth, and it did not touch the ground. And the goat had one horn between his eyes. Then he approached the two-horned ram, which I had seen standing beside the river, and charged at him with furious power. And I saw him confronting the ram, and moved with rage against him. He attacked the ram and broke his two horns. But since the ram possessed no power to withstand him, the male goat cast him down to the ground and trampled upon him. And there was no one who could rescue the ram from his hand. Therefore, the male goat grew very great among the goats. But when he had become magnificent, the great horn was broken, and in its place, four notable ones came up, facing each of the four winds of the heavens. And out of one of them came a little horn, which grew exceedingly magnificent toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the glory. Yes, its magnificence extended to the hosts of the heavens, and it cast down some of the host and some of the stars to the earth. And trampled upon them. It even magnified itself as high as the prince of the host, from whom it removed the perpetual sacrifice. And it cast down the foundation of his sanctuary, as well as the host. And sin replaced the perpetual sacrifice. And it cast truth down to the earth. So it acted and prospered. Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to the one who was speaking,
"How long will the vision continue concerning the perpetual sacrifice and of the transgression, the desolation, which causes the sanctuary and the host to be trampled underfoot?"
And he said to him,
"For 2,300 evenings and mornings, then the sanctuary shall be made righteous."
Then, after I, Daniel, had seen the vision, I sought to understand it. And behold, Standing before me was one who had the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice from between the banks of the Ulai, who called and said,
Gabriel, let this man understand the vision.
So he came near where I stood. And when he came, I was terrified and fell on my face. But he said to me,
Understand, son of man, that the vision refers to the time of the end.
Now, as he was speaking with me, I fell into a deep sleep with my face to the ground. But he touched me and raised me to my feet. And he said,
Behold, I am making known to you what shall happen during the latter end of the wrath. For at the appointed time, there shall be the end. The two-horned ram which you saw are the kings of Media and Persia. And the hairy male goat is the kingdom of Yavin. And the large horn between its eyes is the first king. And as for the four that stood up in its place after it was broken, four kingdoms shall arise out of his nation, but without his power. And in the latter end of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise, fierce in countenance, and who understands riddles. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall cause incredible destruction, and he shall prosper and work. And he shall destroy the mighty and the people of the holy ones. And through his cunning, he shall also cause deceit to prosper in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by stealth he shall destroy many. And he shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without a hand being raised. And the vision of the evenings and the mornings is true as told. But as for you, seal up the vision, for it shall come after many days.
And I, Daniel, was weak and sick for some days. Then I arose and went about the king's business. But I was astonished by the vision and was unable to understand it.